The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com and host of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. We are right in the middle of free agency talk and prepping for the offseason and a big time of questions for Buffalo Bills fans. So send in yours. As always, you can call us at 716-508-0405 to leave your voicemails any time of day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at our voicemail line. You can text that number again. That is 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at Rumblings Q&A. That's with the word and spelled out in the middle. Email buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. Facebook messages, Twitter messages, Instagram messages to the official Buffalo Rumblings account will also make their way to me. Lots of ways to get your questions in as we get kind of big into the offseason. And speaking of the offseason, we've got a couple big announcements coming to the podcast network in the very near future, so stay tuned to those. For me, it looks like coming up on March 16th, Tuesday night, March 16th, I'll be doing a live Q&A show centered around the opening of NFL free agency. So put that on your calendars. It'll probably be 9 o'clock on March 16th. So that's coming up in just a few weeks. We'll be on YouTube and streaming right on the Buffalo Rumblings website as well. So put that on your calendars. We'll have a full week of live shows that week that you can check out. So make sure you follow Buffalo Rumblings on YouTube, follow Buffalo Rumblings over on your podcast feeds, and of course on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else you can get Buffalo Bills content. The day this podcast is released is February 23rd, and that is the start of the NFL franchise tag window. NFL teams have a few weeks to franchise tag players or transition tag, I guess. I don't see them using the transition tag, but they have until March 9th to apply the franchise tag. They can only use one per year, and that salary is determined by the top five salaries at that player's position over the last 5 years. And so the Bills have at least one option, maybe two potentially, realistically, that they could use the franchise tag on. And the first is Matt Milano. So I'll talk about that briefly, even though I didn't get a question about it, just because it's, you know, the way to kick off this kind of window. Milano would be due about $15.5 million. We're not 100% sure what the franchise tag would be, but I think it's $15.6 million. And that's a lot of money to give to Matt Milano, especially if you're not willing to sign him long term. The contract I projected earlier this offseason was a 4-year deal for Milano that guaranteed him $30 million over 2 seasons, so about the same number on an average annual salary basis, but it only gave him a $10 million cap hit in 2021, whereas this salary cap tag or franchise tag would give him a $15.6 million cap hit in 2021. if they want to see Milano play a year healthy before giving him a long-term deal, if they want to pair him with Tremaine Edmonds for one last run to see how that duo works, they could certainly use the franchise tag. And I think he's the only realistic option on the Buffalo Bills roster. But I think it's a half measure. And Brandon Bean doesn't really strike me as a half measure kind of guy. He strikes me as a guy that's going to go all in with what he really believes right now. And so he's either going to move on from Matt Milano, which is what I expect that they're going to do, or he's going to sign Milano to, you know, a 3 or 4 year deal to keep him around long term. If they decline the 5th year option on Tremaine Edmonds this offseason and give Matt Milano the franchise tag, both of them would be entering unrestricted free agency next year too. So kind of looking down the line and stacking when your guys are going to become free agents, it also doesn't really make sense for them to do both of those things this offseason. So I would imagine if they franchise tag Matt Milano, they'll also give that 5th year option to Tremaine Edmonds. And so kind of that roster building philosophy kind of comes into play here. So yeah, that, and I wrote a little bit more about that over at BuffaloRumblings.com if you want to check it out. The other player that I think the Bills could potentially franchise tag is Darrell Williams, the right tackle. The franchise tag for offensive linemen is $14.5 million. And I projected a deal for Williams that was just $18 million in guaranteed money over the first 2 years of his deal, which was a 4-year deal. So I think if they're willing to give him $14.5 million for just one season, that they'd be willing to give him $18 million for 2 seasons, or, you know, whatever it is works out to be for that 4-year contract. So I don't anticipate them giving it to him. The other player that I know people are going to ask about is John Feliciano. The offensive lineman tag is $14.5 million, like I said before. They should be able to get him under contract for a much lower salary figure than that. So he's not really even in the conversation here. It, in my opinion, it's Milano or bust as far as franchise tag players go. It's been a while since the Bills used a franchise tag. Jarris Byrd at safety was the last time they did that. Let's kick off the rest of your Buffalo Bills free agency questions now and go over to Twitter. YNasty2318 asks us, will the Bills dump a lot of those 1-year contracts from last year to make room to bring back Matt Milano and get other linebacker and defensive line help? Well, they're going to have to. The Bills right now are still over the salary cap. So if they give Matt Milano that franchise tag contender, they're going to be even more over the salary cap. In order to get to that $15 million figure that Matt Milano would need, the Bills would at least need to get rid of 2 of their 3 defensive linemen that they signed last offseason. So you're talking about Quentin Jefferson, Vernon Butler, and Mario Addison. I would imagine that Jefferson and Butler, they won't lose any sleep over getting rid of those guys. That frees up about $12 million. If they got rid of Lee Smith, that's another $14.5 million. So you're really, really close to what you would need to get to Matt Milano. But again, that means that there's still no right tackle on the roster. You know, you don't have a kick returner on the roster. There's no backup quarterback. So you just keep going down the list. And it's just another reason why I don't think that they're going to franchise tag Matt Milano, just because it's going to be cost prohibitive and just getting under the salary cap is going to be kind of tricky for them this offseason. I mean, tricky might be the wrong word. It's gonna hurt. They're gonna be cutting good NFL players to get under the salary cap in 2021, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how they can create some salary cap space without cutting anybody in a subsequent episode coming up in the next week or two. That'll be on BuffaloRumblings.com as well. But this question I thought dovetailed really nicely with the Milano talk on the franchise tag. So we threw it out there. Again, all that information is on BuffaloRumblings.com, including the report from the Associated Press and John Warrow saying that that Matt Milano was indeed going to test free agency this offseason. What that tells us is that Warrow talked to somebody close to Milano or in the Bills organization where Milano wasn't going to take the contract offer the Bills are going to give, which kind of leaves them either without a contract or looking at that franchise tag option. So all that stuff is over at BuffaloRumblings.com right now. I'm going to take a quick break and come right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, back at it. And before we get into your next question, I wanted to draw your attention over to BuffaloRumblings.com, where we've been spending entire days, multiple articles, analyzing different aspects of the roster and asking what your opinion is. So on Monday of this week, we did the tight end position. So we talked about the guys on the roster, free agents, the NFL draft prospects at the position. And went through all of that on Monday. Last week, we went through the cornerback position opposite Tre'Davious White with Levi Wallace and Josh Norman, both being free agents. And we talked about them on Thursday and Friday of last week. And then before that, we did the returner spots and right tackle and interior offensive lineman and linebacker. And just we've gone through all of those free agent positions. We have a few more coming up with backup quarterback and pass rusher at defensive end. We're also going to take a look at some positions where they might not be free agents, like the wide receiver position, the safety position, and really round out our coverage before free agency kicks off in the middle of March. So make sure you're sticking with BuffaloRumblings.com. We've got just a ton of content coming around NFL free agency. But free agency has already kicked off with the J.J. Watt sweepstakes, as Edson sends us. Is being a part of the J.J. Watt sweepstakes really a good idea, given his age, his injury history, and possible cost? And then he lists a few other guys that he might prefer. I think being part of the J.J. Watt sweepstakes is a good idea. He had a really high pass rush win rate last year, and he's one of those guys that's going to elevate the locker room, elevate the other guys in the room, kind of like Stephon Diggs did last year. Stephon Diggs, when he came in last year, other guys on the offense looked around and said, oh, this is how you do things to go and take it to the next level. And J.J. Watt would do that, I think, in the defensive room and on the defensive line. You know, I mean, Jerry Hughes has been here a long time. He's the defensive captain, but he's only ever been on really, you know, the Bills teams that have been successful. He hasn't really been on other teams and played at like a Hall of Fame level like J.J. Watt has, at least for parts of his career. So I think he would really come in and set the tone for that defensive room. And so I think he is a better option than maybe another different type of free agent would be. I also think he's just going to be a good player for the next year or two. He's not going to be a defensive player of the year probably for the Buffalo Bills, but he can come in and be very productive for the Bills and really improve their pass rush while also improving their defensive tone as a whole. So I really wouldn't have a problem with them bringing in J.J. Watt on a market level deal. They're just going to have to figure out how to actually do that dollars and cents wise. And they can do that. It's not like, you know, it's super prohibitive from doing that, but I mean, it would probably mean no Matt Milano, which again, I've already said I'm okay with, but I'm definitely okay with them being in the J.J. Watt sweepstakes. Thanks for your question on Twitter at Rumblings Q&A. Next up, Andrew asks us about the tight end position. We spent an entire day going over tight ends on Monday of this week over at Buffalo Rumblings, so check all that stuff out. But he says, I wouldn't have a clue on the pass route versus blocking snaps from a tight end in the backfield, but if the offensive line improves, would that mean less pistol formations, specifically fewer sets with tight ends in the backfield helping with blocking? It seemed like last year the offense transitioned a little to help the offensive line by putting Lee Smith in the backfield. Yeah, they did do some of that, and his snaps increased actually as the year went on. He wasn't always in the backfield. Sometimes he was in the wing, so like right off the right tackle's butt or the left tackle's butt, just kind of in the backfield that way to get a little bit more of that outside blocking and another pair of blocking hands and feet in there. And that's really what he was used for. most of the time. I don't know if he was like in the backfield as a fullback, you know, halfback type option. And we haven't really seen a ton of snaps from Reggie Gilliam in that position either. I don't know if it means we'll see less of it. The Bills are spreading it out more, going with more three and four wide receiver sets over the course of the last year, year and a half, especially now with Stephon Diggs in the fold. So we're just seeing fewer and fewer tight end reps anyway. For some perspective, in 2019, the Bills had 1,338 snaps played by tight ends on the roster. If you add the fullback snaps in, sorry, I'm doing math while I'm talking, it's 1,500 snaps, including the fullback and the tight end. In 2020, however, it was just 900 snaps by tight ends. And so that's, let's see here, Nate Becker, Lee Smith, Tyler Croft, and Dawson Knox. If you add in the fullback snaps from Reggie Gilliam, again, doing math as I'm talking, it's 974. So it's fewer than 1,000 snaps by tight ends and fullbacks. So they went real far away from their 1,500 in 2019 to fewer than 1,000 in 2020 as Josh Allen got better chucking the ball around, as they got improvement from their wide receiver position. So they're already making that change. I don't know specifically pistol formations versus like keeping the extra tight end in the backfield, but I mean, there were games when Lee Smith was just flat out inactive in 2020 as they're moving away from that extra blocking tight end in the backfield. So it is definitely moving in that direction, away from tight ends in the backfield, or really tight ends and blocking in general. We might see the Bills start to shift back to maybe some two tight end sets in 2020. They just really didn't always have the horses in the barn to be able to do that, just because of injuries or, you know, guys being inactive or whatever in 2020. So they definitely are transitioning more toward three wide receiver and four wide receiver sets. Now, if they get rid of John Brown this offseason, and you're talking about Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, and then Gabriel Davis as your third wide receiver, maybe you will see more of the tight end being used in those situations instead of having those three wide receiver sets. It's going to be very interesting to see how they proceed this coming season because of the salary cap limitations. So it's a great question. I'm glad I was able to add up some tight end and fullback snaps for you. And you can reach us over at Rumblings Q&A on Twitter, just like Andrew did, to get your question answered for next week's episode. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. As always, you can call us 716-508-0405 and leave a voicemail any time of day. You can text that line as well. Again, the phone number is 716-508-0405. Tweet us at Rumblings Q&A. Facebook messages and Instagram messages to the official Buffalo Rumblings account will get to me as well. So, thanks for listening, and go Bills! ¶¶